of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Emmanuel Abba Great, a ministry that is ordained by God to take the gospel to the end of the earth.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy new month. I believe that as we have been able to see the new month of June, the Lord will guide and protect us all to the very end of it in the name of Jesus. No plague, no sickness, no disease shall come near our dwelling. You are protected with your family. Nothing evil shall come near you. We shall see the end of this year together and be prosperous in all that God wants us to do. Yes, we have started again on the new topic that I had in mind to share with us, which is the calling. The calling. Every human being that is born into this world has a calling on his or her head. There's nobody that came into this world to take a walk in the park of life. Everybody has got a purpose for coming here. And today we're going to take our text from the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. And this was about Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a young man when he had an encounter with God, when he received the call of God. In verse 5, he said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." God was telling Jeremiah here that before he was even conceived in the womb, and I believe that also precedes the coming together of his mother and his father. Before the mother and the father could know themselves and even get married, God already knew Jeremiah. The same also with each and every one of us. God knew us before we were formed in the womb, and he ordained us to what we are supposed to be. The problem is that we all get distracted in one thing or the other as we begin to grow up. People tell us, oh, you need to go to school, you need to have this, have that. Standards are set, comparisons are made. We are being compared with our friends, we are being compared with everyone around us, and then we start beating ourselves to be successful in the standard of men. And that's where a lot of people missed it. That's where a lot of people miss it, because the God-given picture that he put in our hearts, we go off it. But the truth is that the picture that God has of you before he sent you to this world has already everything you need in it. Everything you need to become here on it. All the things we are beating ourselves to achieve here on it is all in that picture. Now, how do you expect yourself to succeed if you are not doing the right thing that God sent you to this world to do? How do you expect God to answer your prayer, to give you all the things that you want or need? Usually it's want, you know, when you are not fitting into the very assignment he sent you into this world to accomplish. Now, this is behind a whole lot of frustration we see in life. A lot of people are frustrated, depressed. Why? Because something is missing. I'm going to tell my own story. I was just around 16, 17 when I started getting tired of life. Tired of life because I was searching for meaning. I happened to start off very early. I read a lot of books, novels, a lot of books. And all that it all boils down to is, what then is life? What is the meaning of all this? Is life just to eat, to drink, wear clothes, make friends, go to school, probably after that get married, have a job, you know, have children, and at the end of the day I die? I read books, all kinds of books, English novels, James Hadley Chase, a whole lot of books, I read them. But one thing I came to understand is that none of the characters were ever fulfilled in whatever their pursuit was. And I told myself, if this is what life is all about, then I don't want to live. So as at that age already, I became suicidal. I wanted to take my own life. Now, that's a long story. But eventually, at the age of 19, I gave my life to Jesus. And I got caught up in the fact that, I pray for people, things happen, you know, they receive healing and all that. That was in February 1993. Then, in August, I began to have the same funny feelings. And I felt, what is really, really my calling? What is really, really my assignment here on earth? Because now I can see that, yes, it's, you know, it's one thing to be, it's interesting to be a Christian. But is that all? Just to be a Christian, pray around and do evangelism? Is that all? I want to know what exactly is that which God has brought me into this world. And that pushed me into locking up myself. I told myself, I'm not coming out of this the room until God speaks. I told God, until he tells me what exactly I am on earth for, I'm not coming out. So I did not eat, neither did I drink for 3 days, 3 nights. I locked myself up in the room. The third day, God revealed to me what exactly my calling is. And he gave me the book of Isaiah chapter 52 from verse 10 to 20, to 12. And right there was all that he wanted me to be and do. After that, I began to take time every week on Fridays. I fast and pray, lock up myself. I just wanted to get the details. I wanted to get the details. And God began to speak to me, of which I wrote down according to the book of Habakkuk, you know, chapter 2, where he said, write down the vision. You know, so what am I driving at today? Inside of you, listening to me, is your God-given dream and vision for your life. You didn't just come to this world to take a walk. You did not come to this world to take a walk. And if you will discover that thing that God has given to you to do and begin to walk towards it, I'm telling you, all that you need in life is right within it. If you're not married, your wife is in it. Your cars, your houses, everything is in it. So you see, you blessed it when you find it. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter, I'm going to read just two other scriptures. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2, you can open with me. Proverbs 25 verse 2, he says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. Now, it is the glory of God to hide that thing, because if you get it too cheap, you won't value it. So God wants you to get to that point where you will be so hungry to discover this thing. Because when you discover it, it becomes a great honor to you. It becomes a great honor to you. No man operate outside of it and ever become fulfilled. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out the matter. If you can find it, you are blessed. Whatever it will take you to find it, like I did, please do, because your life is dependent on it. You will not leave this world and go and meet God and say, well, Lord, you ate, you drank, you bought cars, you did this, you did that. You know, to God is just but nothing. You wasted all the time. And what we are saying is that for you to even be relevant in this world, you need to discover it. Lastly, I want us to read a scripture in the book of Romans chapter 8. 8 verse 29 and 30, he said, for whom he did foreknew, that means he knew before was even born, he also did predestinate and to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and them, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. There's a glory ahead. But first, we must know the calling. We must know what exactly he placed us on the face of the earth to do. And the moment we are able to discover it, we begin to walk into it. We begin to walk into it, which I'm going to talk about from tomorrow. I'm going to talk about how to walk into it, because there are corporations that are locked up on the inside of us. There are great things that are locked up on the inside of us until we find it. Frustration becomes a next door neighbor. You know, until we discover it, life becomes very depressing. But when you discover it, you begin to see that everything begin to fall in place. God did it for me. I found it very early in my life, and that is why I'm able to stay focused till now. Somebody told me the other day that you are one of those that are standing among all that have started. Because early in the days, we had so many people in ministry who are doing so many things, who God's power was flowing through. A whole lot of them today are not even doing what they started with. But I had mine. I had it. I was very clear about it. And that has formed a focus in my life to be who I'm supposed to be, and to also help many others to discover theirs. Thank you very much for meeting up with me this morning. And I believe that as you begin the day today, the Lord will make your day fruitful. Your day shall be a blessing. Whatever you touch shall be blessed. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this life-impacting message. If you would like to partner with us or want to get more of this message, contact us on +27 840 240 365. Or visit us on www.uppergreatworld.org, Upper Great World Ministries Incorporated.